American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the beautiful Dogwater Studios, high above the city where Johnny Cash shot some dude just to watch him die. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I am your host, Mr. Nick Ramirez. Joining me as co-host is Mr. Baker. In the back, we've got Dogwater Dick running things. But in the studio, we got the great murder ballad king of Reno, Josiah Knight.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
It always upset me in the Folsom Prison version of that song that all of the inmates cheer when he says, "I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die." And then the people are all, "Woo, kill the Reno people, woo!" That always kind of upset me.
Kill for no reason, yay!
Right. Especially people from Reno, woo! So that's the way they are at Folsom Prison.
As long as it's in Reno, it'll be celebrated.
And who knows if the guy was actually from Reno, because it's a very transient town. It could have just been a...
Oh, that's so true.
True that. He shot a man in Reno. He didn't shoot a man from Reno.
Yeah, it was probably some asshole from Sacramento.
Yeah.
That he shot in Reno.
We love all our Sacramento listeners, by the way.
We do. My mom says all but both of
you. Yeah, both of you. So, yeah, we're another podcast. Reverend Rory couldn't make it with us today.
What a dick.
I don't know why.
Oh, my God.
Chewbacca's working, making money, so he's got a good excuse.
I'm all about drinking pee.
If he wasn't drinking pee so much, he would fucking...
Hi, I have a really small penis.
And the pee?
It's very sterile. Yeah, yeah.
And Chewbacca's in some tiny town somewhere.
Yeah.
Doing mining stuff.
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
But, yeah, so. Yeah. You gotta mine them earwigs.
Bricks aren't going to build themselves.
That's right.
Hell no.
Yeah,
shit.
Weapon X not here?
No, and I think she's on vacation. So
okay.
I think she's out of town.
How's she doing out of the hospital? Is she good?
I don't want... Yeah, I guess she was sick enough to be like in the hospital, but I don't know. I hear it's fine.
Well, she's on vacation.
It sounds
now,
like everything's fine, and now she's on vacation. So,
well, that's good. Recover, relax. But we'll see when you get back.
It could all just be bullshit. She could just be sitting at on her couch eating mac and cheese, like watching Maury Povich.
She didn't really seem like the kind that would.
No.
And really,
I'm in the hospital this week. Now I'm on vacation. I'm not even in town.
Yeah.
Like, for all I know, well, it's all lies.
Next time, if she says, "All right, my grandma died," then we might.
Yeah.
Be like, eh.
Yeah. What is it now? What major unstoppable thing is it now? What a wimp. No.
It's going to flood.
I think she really has good reasons for not being here. So,
right on.
Anyway.
Mr. Baker, how was your weekend? What did you do?
This weekend, I took my wife to Centro. Have you guys been there?
Yeah.
Is that a restaurant?
That's where you pick up other people to have sex with your partner, right?
I guess, maybe.
Is that Peyton Place?
It's a different place.
Yeah. No. I don't know.
Oh.
Diligus.
I always mix
those
two up.
That's not what I go there for. I go there for the tapas.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's legit. And then Blacklight Mini Golf. And
where was that at?
At Wild Island, which is super fucking cool.
What? Yeah. They do that?
Yeah.
Dude, did you wear special clothes so that you would glow?
I should have, but I didn't.
Fuck.
No,
that's way better than Peyton Place.
It's real hard to get pictures in there. You get pictures of the room, but you just fucking disappear into blackness inside the room.
That's
far out.
Never mind. I'm not going
to
say.
And then on Sunday, we went to ice cream sandwiches over by Junkie.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been there yet?
New ice cream sandwich place.
They make you ice cream sandwiches out of fucking donuts.
What?
Ooh.
You pick your ice cream, you pick your donut, they make you an ice cream sandwich for four bucks. It's fucking
But all this shit is going
dope.
On in my town?
Yeah.
No wonder fucking they want to kill people from here.
Good shit.
That's really fucking rad. Wait, there's an ice cream sandwich place?
That makes you ice cream sandwiches out of fucking donuts.
Jesus Christ. Well, so if you're looking at Junkie, is it to the left or the right?
It's
but
a
there's
li-
not much to the
so
right.
If you're standing
if you're
on
looking
the
cl- at it,
if you're standing
the right.
at the City Gas and looking right at Junkie, it's a little bit to the left.
So it's across the street from Junkie or right next
no,
to
No, it's in the same building.
Right next
Junkie.
To
Oh, it's yeah. in the same building. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on okay. the left or yeah, on the left of it.
To if, the left of Junkie if you're facing it.
If you're right. looking at the door okay. to Junkie, it's on the right.
What
exactly.
if I'm wearing shorts? What if I've got a hat on?
That
ice cream
change.
Sandwich place.
Yeah,
it doesn't change.
It's
anything.
Summertime, I guess.
Dude, ice cream sandwiches and like fucking gourmet ice cream sandwiches.
Sun was out yesterday. Thought it would be a good idea.
That shit's like for commies.
$4, you say?
$4, dude. Super good. Like,
can you split them?
But well, you can get a full donut or you can get a donut hole sandwich. The donut hole is kind of the way to go.
It's a hole sandwich? I've had a hole sandwich before, you guys.
Like a like two donut holes squished with ice cream on it?
Like a one giant donut hole cut in half with ice cream in the middle.
Sexually.
Like a big, and they make the donut holes out of cake batter rather than the regular yeast sort of bread.
Oh, okay.
God.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing.
Super I'm going to have to try one of those. Split it.
Sexually.
Simple idea, but well done.
I can't eat ice cream anymore, though.
Why not?
It fucks your guts up.
Yeah, like an hour later, I'm like keeled over, like bent.
Dude,
over.
Lactose bullshit.
I got the same problem. But it's mild, and I kind of ignore it. I just kind
of
suffer.
I think I'll take one of those lactate pills and go for it.
Yeah. Nick also likes shit.
Well, I like when it comes out easy. I'll tell you that.
Fuck. Damn, so
I study
you
my
stools. Haven't tried the lactate yet?
I like the I do for cereal and stuff. I like lactate milk and stuff.
Oh, okay. So you can do it. You just gotta medicate first. It's like when you can't get an erection,
and
you
just
take a pill.
You can't really just you can't OD. Like as a kid, I'd eat a half a box of cereal, just you know, in one afternoon.
So you've always had this problem?
No, I used to just drink so much milk.
Oh, I get
think it,
it
finally
yeah,
caught
I did
up
it.
With me.
Same thing with me. I never had a problem with it. I just developed it in the last like 5 years.
Man,
for your cholesterol.
Talk about. Something you miss, you know. I think I miss, like, I haven't been drinking whiskey for a while. I don't miss that shit, but I miss milk, you know.
does cheese bother you?
Yeah, it does. I miss pizza. Pizza always gives me a real bad stomach ache afterwards.
That's a bummer, man.
Yeah. I still order my burgers with cheese. I can't get around it.
Fuck it, suffer through it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
One slice not going to kill me. But, Rick, how was your
dude?
In the back, Dogwater Dick.
Other Rick, yeah. Well, no, I'm Rick. He's other Rick.
He's Mr. Baker. You're
Rick, and
Dog
I love
Water
that he's Rick B.
Yeah,
I'm Rick A.
Yeah.
So, but the as Rick said that the sun was out today.
Yeah, it was a nice day.
The sun was out, and it was like over 50.
I rolled
and
my sleeves up.
Fuck yeah! I put on shorts and went out in the backyard and started fucking getting the backyard ready.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
it's a mess. It's halfway done.
It's
but
gonna fucking
you got your garden planted?
Week, dude.
Fuck yeah. I was going to, well, yeah, and I'm just preparing it so far because.
Don't plant your tomatoes until the snow has melted off your mom's diaphragm.
Right?
I'm not sure that's quite how the saying goes, Riku.
Don't question Riku. She knows. Dude, so I got that all kind of started. Setting that all up and blowing it off, and we bought a tree for a Christmas tree, and then we just stuck it in the backyard like a real tree
you
that
planted
we planted.
It? Oh,
right.
Nice!
So Penny bought it; she's so smart. And so we had that for Christmas, and then we just set it in the backyard, and we didn't know when I went out there today it had fallen over.
Oh.
God only knows how long ago, and was laying on its side, turning brown, starting to rot.
Brutal,
poor
with
thing.
With no water, so it's been pouring rain, but because it's on its side, the container protected it from getting any water.
Brutal.
Oh,
and it's so
dust in there.
So it's sad. I don't know if it's gonna live. So I put it upright in a hole, but I didn't put it in the hole because I want to see if it's gonna die first. And I gave it water.
Okay,
so that's sad. But more. Wait, why am I talking about that when all fucking last week and last weekend I spent with Joe Atack from Weapons of Mass Creation working on his solo album.
Oh wow!
Which
they just released their Weapons album,
dude. And that's a huge thing. I think I don't know if they're doing. Did they do the whole thing at once or little pieces at a time?
I think they're going one at a time, like with videos and shit.
Yeah, those videos are fucking cool and weird, and that's all on Weapons of Mass Creation band Reno. I don't know how it is. But
Google it.
Yeah, Weapons of Mass Creation videos that are coming out. It's under God. We looked at them too, and I should have paid closer attention. I'm such a dumbass. But yeah, that's on the fucking YouTube, and that's all stuff that we recorded last year. Actually, it's a year ago tomorrow that my grandmother died. Mm. So this is the last day of the first year of mourning. Just so you know.
Oh,
I know.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, and I feel like tomorrow begins a new year in which I will mourn less. And so, like, starting tomorrow. So, dude, we were recording their album when my grandparents died, which was awesome because most of the album's really heavy and emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pan singing about, you know, his brother's suicide in a song.
Mm.
And I'm sad over my grandma. Yeah, it was awesome.
So whenever you listen to it, you're going to remember your grandma,
right?
Huh?
Remember the era that you were in the first time you heard most albums that are your old favorites?
Yeah.
That's what era that album is in my head. Not that I don't know. So yeah. So it's funny that I'm hanging out with Joe at the exact same time.
Oh.
So a year later. So yeah, there's going to be, and that's shit sounding really fucking cool. And by solo album, I mean we set up everything, drum kit and bass, cab.
He's
and
playing cabin, all the instruments?
Everything. So we've been doing that. So he played live demos of all the songs that we're going to do to get the feeling right of how he wanted to sound, just the feel of it being played live. And then he's taking those and we're playing those back while he does a drum track on top of it while we figure out a drum track. Then we take the drum track and the thing and track all the music on top of it and then vocals. So it's a fun, I don't know how much, if we're going to finish or not, because it's really a big
project. Yeah, one song a month type of deal.
we have like five mostly kind of done, half done.
Cool.
Anyway, and we got the whole next week to finish it. So I hope that's going to work
nice,
out good.
Nice, dude.
I'm having a great time. It's so fucking fun working with Joe. Oh, my God.
Is it just like a straight up rock album?
You know, I've said this like 100 times while we've been recording it. Everything reminds me of The Cure.
Nice.
It's
English.
Right.
That's cool.
Right. So he's pulling that, except it's like The Cure, but if it was mixed a little, I don't know, I won't say like any, it's The Cure, but without Robert Smith singing. So
okay, like that kind really, of a big sound.
Fuck. And we're using a decent amount of like, you know, reverb and shit, and it's really, and his guitar tones are so, I mean, you've seen his pedal board, he's just a mm-hmm. lunatic.
Yeah.
And you know, and there's just too many options is our biggest problem so far. So it's fucking hella fun. It's gonna be really awesome when we finish it. I don't know
Very
what that will
cool.
be though. So yeah, that's my world lately.
Yeah. Is he booked out for like next week or?
Yeah, he's got every day next week and next weekend. So that's what was great, that we only have a simple setup tonight, because I didn't have to tear down his entire drum kit to set up another drum kit for another whole band, because thank you, Jesus, tonight we have Josiah.
Yes. Thanks, Josiah.
Fuck.
Nice segue.
Yeah, of course.
A guy with his guitar and a mic. That's the best for the podcast, man. Yeah. Rick is the happiest when we do that.
Well, yeah. And I love the full bands because they're usually hot dudes, you know?
Sure.
And it's like, oh, you got to do all this work, but there's like four hot dudes in your house.
Yeah, it's distracting.
Yeah, oh, it's great. I mean,
I don't really care about the hotness, but like when I hear the show and it's a big band that we set up and then I hear the recording that you made, I'm like, that's pretty badass that you got that. In such a short amount of time, you got all those songs that we podcasted.
In such a tiny space, too.
And it sometimes it blows my mind. Like, you know, like Pink Awful the other day was, that came out really good. And
it sounded so amazing.
Yeah.
I was so happy with that.
Yeah, I listened to that. That was rad. Was that in here?
Yeah, the singers and the guitar players were in that room, but their cabinets were outside the door in the hallway. And then the drummer was downstairs.
Oh wow!
So everybody's playing live. Everybody's together except the drummer, and it's all separated so that we don't get the guitar noise and the vocal mics.
Yeah, they're rad. I really like them.
It was fucking really. It was that
cool
was such
band.
A pain. Well, I said on the show what a pain in the ass it was. I don't need to repeat myself, but but it was worth it in the end because holy shit, what a great band!
Yeah, no kidding. Awesome. Speaking of great bands, I got to see Stabby Unicorn on Saturday.
Oh,
nice.
Doing the David Bowie Valentine show
at
the Foxy. So that was my big musical treat.
Fuck, I need to get out more. That would have been so great.
Yeah. And it's like the third or fourth year they've done it.
What do they do off Hunky Dory?
Oh, God. You know, I'm not as fluid as Bowie as you probably are, so I couldn't tell you or remember.
Bowie's a new thing to me. I didn't listen to his old shit, like the early albums, until my grandparents died a year ago. And when he died, I started playing his old shit because I'm that kind of Johnny-come-lately asshole. Up to that point, I only knew his 80s crap. And, you know, a song here and a song there from his past, but that's it.
Sure.
So, but now Hunky Dory is my favorite album, and I have it on vinyl. So,
well, now you have a question for Eric or Daisy or Rhiannon.
Yeah. Do they do my favorite songs off Hunky Dory?
Right. But they did a lot of, you know, like Life on Mars. And
that's Hunky Dory.
Some deeper cuts. They didn't just do Changes Bowie album or anything. They, you know, they played a couple of big hits. But
I want to hear Quicksand. Do they do Quicksand?
Their first song was I'm Afraid of Americans, and it was pretty badass.
Fuck, they are so rad. Damn.
Yeah. Anyway, props to you, Stabby. That was an awesome show. Happy Valentine's Day.
And Johnny Cash would just kill you, and all the people at the prison would cheer.
So, just to watch you die.
I think Johnny would like them.
I would hope so.
They're freaks, so... you know, hands off the freaks.
For real.
Johnny just kills assholes.
from Sacramento.
Yeah, and he didn't actually ever kill anybody. He just said that. Just for the record. Speaking of records, Josiah, will you play some songs so we can get started, and then we'll talk to you and see what you've been up to.
For sure. So I'm going to start things off with Black Dust. It's one I recorded over at The Potentialist with Greg and Spike. But took his lungs, and I was boy of 14 years when I knew that my time had come. My first day going down below, the wild starts caving in. I grabbed my light and I held it close, then a guy tips out me of my sins. My boy grew up to be a man, he wants to make his living in a man. I said, child, there's no living there. Be a gambler, you might live a better life. Mr. Peabody, please spare my son. He's all that I got left. I spend my life working in your mind. Be working there until my dying breath. And there ain't nothing in this town but a gambling house and a mine, and a man can keep his family.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Slayer.
I'm in a different room and I just picture smoke coming off the guitar. Fucking A, dude. Don't ever, like, you know, put sandpaper on your fingers because it's soft. Dude, like you would be so fire. Good at sanding shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Damn. Or, oh my God, I just had. Never mind. I'm not going to say what I just thought.
We all know what you're going to say.
You all know what I was just going to say.
Oh my God.
You're filthy, right. Dude.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Just trying to have a good show.
Everyone with a strong strumming hand already knows what you're talking about.
Is that your. Yeah, it's your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
For most people.
Holy shit, though. It just sounds fast.
Damn, Josiah. That was a smoker.
Thanks, guys.
Loved it. So what have you been up to?
Oh, wait, you said you'd recorded it with at Greg and Spike's
Potentialist
thing.
Yeah.
Dude, so where's that available at? Can people get it?
Right. Well, I don't know. Greg sent me a copy in an email, but I don't know. It's like,
I don't know how to share it or anything.
Josiah.
I don't know.
You're so...
Greg has it. Like, I don't know. I think they were trying to put it on that Toon Tracks thing, the Remy's.
Oh, right on.
The boutique music thing.
So it might be on there. I don't know.
Fuck.
It's somewhere.
Where can people get a hold of you to yell at you for not putting that out if they can't find it?
I don't know. I'd rather avoid that.
Okay.
Such a place exists, but I'm not fucking telling you about it.
Write a letter to Josiah Knight.
Just write Josiah Knight, North Pole on the outside, and it will get to him.
Or dial 555-5555 to lodge your complaint.
Fucking rad.
So we haven't seen you in what, like a year and a half or two?
Yeah. It's been a long time.
It was the old house.
The old house.
And we've been here. Oh, by the way, we've been here for we're a month away from being here for 2 years. So it's got to be over 2 years.
No, it was a while ago.
Fuck.
Wow. Well, you be proud to know you're number 252 in the episodes. We're counting from 250 now that we're all accurate and everything.
Awesome.
But you just get better and better every time I see you, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Were you touring with Spike and them a little bit?
Yeah, that was actually 2 years ago. We went out on the road, did a little West Coast thing with John Underwood, Brian Jones, and Spike. So we did probably 6 dates.
Okay.
Kind of like a mini little thing.
What a fucking great, what a great thing for people that aren't from Reno to see coming out of Reno, to see the that group of people, those three guys playing back to back. Did everybody just blow their minds everywhere you went?
Yeah, I mean, we had some rough ones, you know. Like, it was only they were mostly just great though. I mean, like, there was you play some dive bar where, people are just too shwilly to really listen to what's going on around them.
Oh, so you mean that it was like a bar full of assholes, not that you guys suck?
Yeah, no, nothing like that.
It was a
like
bad
that.
Night for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
no,
usually
no nights where you guys got too drunk?
No, not really.
When John with his fucking, with all his crap, I mean, did he, I don't mean crap, but he's got 10,000 things.
I know. I watch him do it and I'm just like, I would have a heart attack.
Fuck.
You know, it's really, I could see, that was when he first started to do that whole looping thing. Like, he probably had been doing it for a couple months, and you could just see him reaching around for instruments, just oh shit, sweating, trying to figure it all out, and just to get a loop right in the first take.
That's
you know?
Fucking so hard.
Live in front of people, and if you fuck up, you fuck
to
up.
To get it on the beat, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, we had John in here, we were watching him.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to know what the hell we're talking about, look up that show.
Yeah, John Underwood. Worst Little Podcast. It was a year ago. It was in this room.
So it was less than 2 years ago.
No, but people actually flipped out for John. It was sometimes we would go into a place and I would just there's these old timers and I'm just I don't know how they're going to react to this, but they would just they were screaming at the top of their lungs.
Wow.
Flipping out. It was crazy.
Do you guys flip a coin for who plays first, who plays last?
Mm.
Do you rotate?
No, it was kind of, it was pretty diplomatic, you went last time, so
nice.
Yeah,
rotation.
Yeah,
cool.
Any cool spots that you would play again, that you want to play again?
Yeah, I mean, we played a Sam Bond's garage in Eugene. That's a great place. There's the Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove. It was a really great place.
Oh, right, I don't know where that is.
There was this G Street sushi.
They filmed Animal House in Cottage Grove.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it was a really strange place. There was a lot of hippies with their shoes off, dancing around at a bar. We were just it looked kind of cult hippies, you know?
but Nancy family.
There was this G Street sushi place, which nobody really came out to because it was a Monday, but they set us up in this loft upstairs with air mattresses and a shower. And you could go out on the roof and look over Ashland or Grants Pass or whatever it was.
So you played there, and then they set you up too?
Yeah,
that
You got it was rad.
Did you get any free sushi?
No, but they were really super cool to us.
What'd they charge you for the loft and the mattresses?
I don't know. Yeah, it was
really fucking awesome, dude.
No, as far as sleeping situations, we really lucked out. There was a lot of places that were just we either knew somebody or got set up somehow.
That's cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
No bed bugs.
No sleeping in the van.
Nope.
Are you gonna be going back out on the road?
I don't have any plans to right now. I'm kind of like trying to work on material and go through that, you know, stage.
Right.
You know. Right. So that's always kind of like an introverted period, you know, where you're trying to figure it out.
Are you from, yeah, what do I want to say? Reno?
No, I lived here like probably like 6 or 7 years now.
Oh, okay. Where are you from?
Well, before here, I was in Portland for 9 years. And then before that, Sacramento, like Billings, Montana, then all up and down California. So
okay,
we moved around a lot.
Where were you born, man?
Fontana, in San Bernardino County.
I was going to say, that sounds like a made-up name.
Nope.
That's what, people, that's what people call Montana when they think it's fun.
Yeah. Right. I thought you
might have grew up in the Ozarks or something.
No, no, nothing like that. I just pretend to.
Where did what were your early influences on the style of music that you're doing now?
Oh, man. I've always really liked John Prine, you know? He's one of my favorite songwriters. Fuck. I mean, like, I really have always liked old-time type shit, like bluegrass and...
Did you get into that from, like, your family or anything?
No, it was actually just starting to go to shows, and, you know, I never really thought that I would have liked bluegrass, you know, because I always thought it was, like, some kind of country thing. But then I actually went to a bluegrass show, and I was like...
Watching mandolin like, players just fucking shred.
Yeah, dude. They're ripping, you know, and it's just kind of, like, a really fun time. It's not, like, how you picture, you know. But anyways, I started to get into, like, bluegrass through that, and then just, like, I really like old-timey shit, like, you know, like Doc Boggs or just these people that were real type people, like real miners and shit that had, like, you know, terrible voices and, you know.
Cigar box guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, but they just sounded really, you know, authentic and real, you know.
Well, I think that you've captured that, dude.
Absolutely.
Oh, thanks, man.
Before the show, I was telling, you know, I was like, have you ever seen Josiah? He's like, no, I'm all, dude, so authentic.
Really fucking cool.
Thanks, he's a real deal, dude.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I always get, you know, there's like a lot of new folk artists that are kind of, I guess I always just get worried about like appropriating that kind of like reality in a way, just like, oh, I'll sing about mines and I have no fucking idea about, you know. Mines or whatever.
how much knowledge firsthand?
Chewy will tell you about that.
I'm just waiting to play for a miner that's just kind of like, oh my god, this guy. You know?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Poser as a miner.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. It's just kind of like, but I mean, like when we were talking about Johnny Cash earlier, you're just somebody that like sings about like crime and hard living, and really he didn't really commit any crimes till after he got famous.
Absolutely.
You know, so
right. And mostly they were against themselves, like drugs and shit.
Totally.
Well, when you write a good song, it can have multiple meanings. It doesn't have to be, you know.
Yeah, I guess I just like look at those authentic guys and I'm just like, well, that's the real deal, you know what I mean? That's somebody who actually lived it. And
I feel like you're faking the front a little bit.
A little bit, yeah, sometimes.
No, but dude, just tell them it's a metaphor for a relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just be all the minds like my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right. I've never been to space, but I hope I write a rad space song, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I've written space songs.
The Black Dust is like your wife being a bitch.
Oh dude, all of us were like fucking stupid David Bowie in Space Oddity. It wasn't like that at all, Dave.
Yeah.
When we actually went to space, it was nothing like that, you old queen. So.
But I love that song forever.
Yeah. Fucking A.
It's in my heart.
Have you seen the gay-ass early video from it?
Maybe.
The gay-ass early video that he did with fucking different version.
And it's okay, folks, if Rick says gay-ass shit and calls it gay, because he's gay.
Right, so.
Just letting the listening audience
gay-ass
know.
Gay-ass is hardly the thing you need to fucking do a disclaimer for, I'm pretty sure.
we're a totally gay-friendly show.
Fags.
Dirty cocksucker.
We love the gays.
Oh wait, here's this.
It's okay. Uncle Rick is a gay.
Actually had her say that this year, so I was desperately searching.
Uncle Rick is a gay.
It's okay. Uncle Rick is a gay.
So don't worry.
That's funny.
And Riku, you know.
I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys, okay?
So she's good too. It's okay if she says.
Faggot.
Right.
So, yeah, anyway. This is part of the culture, and she's been initiated into that culture, you being her uncle and all.
Yeah, totally. Right. Dude,
well, and her dad being who her dad is.
Yeah, mostly her dad being.
He's like an honorary.
A bigger gay,
gay
than Rick.
Yeah, for real, dude. Dude, that, yeah, if gay bashing is like coming
talk
down
about
the street,
queens.
And me and Rory are standing next to each other, they're going to beat his ass.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm just going to walk away. I'm going to watch. Hope they're cute. Okay. Anyway.
And then take Rory to the doctor afterwards.
Right. Because I'm a good friend. So.
Right on.
Oh, well, let's make Josiah play a lot.
I think that's a good idea. Josiah?
Okay. Sure.
You don't have any more songs, do you?
Yeah, that was it.
That was the one song you brought. Well, that was a good one. Can you just play that again for us? Kill some time.
That's what I do when I play shows. I just play that for an hour.
Slow it down
play
a little
slow,
bit.
Yeah.
This one's for the ladies.
Play it in a different key. This is the same song in a different key.
All right. Song's called Marooned. It's a slower one. Settle down on the side of town, we could plot our little schemes. The eye said that tomorrow's regrets are yesterday's broken dreams. Got an invitation under my pillow for your graduation day. Out in the alleys of crumbling kingdoms, a wicked mice will play. But it's not like we care anymore. No, it's not like we care anymore. And the compass in your hands when we were lost at sea. I was on the deck dancing up a storm while the crew was down on their knees. A wooden horse charted a course, she was bouncing on the swell. With faces full of remorse and the lights creeping down our sails. And we don't mind if we ever reach the shore. No, we don't mind if we ever reach the shore. Nothing for me to do, I was just along for the ride. Everywhere was someplace new, and we called it home for the night. But I see it all through my front door. Yes, I see it all through my front door.
Beautiful.
Damn.
Nice.
That was pretty.
Thanks, guys.
Fuck. Way to bring the show down, Josiah.
Sorry. Jesus.
Now we're all ready for a nap.
Yeah, no, I didn't think about that
kinda,
before.
It was kind of melancholy and Damn.
I want to hug my girlfriend.
Fuck for real.
But I don't have a
girlfriend.
I have a wife.
This is awful.
My wife is the best girlfriend I ever had.
Imagine it's been a year since my grandparents died.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Just don't bring up the dog, dude.
I'm not kidding. Okay. It really did happen. Anyway.
This awkward silence brought to you by Pinky Polansky.
That reminds me of like
if anyone knows what that
poetry,
is.
Dude.
Thanks, dude.
I dig it, man.
Yeah.
It's like some Tom Waits type of shit.
Yeah. Except you weren't miking your vocals with a cup held up to your mouth.
Yeah.
God bless you, Tom.
I love that guy.
Tom Waits can get away with whatever the fuck he wants.
Fuck yeah, you can.
Good art.
Just like Dylan. Just one take. I hope you were recording that because I'm not doing it again. Thanks,
and
asshole.
And if I do, I'm not doing the same. That's for sure.
Fuck.
Let's do this, you guys. Let's go. We'll have Josiah play another song. So think about what you want to play. We'll come up with three questions each. New ones. Don't do ones we used to do from years ago when Josiah was on. And then also three rapid fire questions each. Then that way we can get through the quiz pretty quick.
Deal.
Deal? Sound good?
Yep.
All right.
I'm down.
All right. What you got for us, Josiah?
Are you in an open tuning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Are you? Was it G?
Oh no, I'm not in an open tuning. Oh, I don't know why I just said that.
God, Josiah just lies to us. Did you know how easy he lied?
No.
Whatever you want me to be, I'm whatever you want me to be.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
No, that first song that I played, I tuned the A string down to, or the B string down to an A, but I tuned back up for that one. So
to standard?
Standard, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So, all right, this song's called Snake Oil. It's like rapid song playing.
Mm-hmm.
especially being an alcoholic.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Yeah, that's a somebody asked me like, oh, is that available? And I'm just like, it's on every corner, you know?
I can buy some.
Yeah, and if you want it to stop, they got meetings for that too.
Yeah.
So
every city you go. Are there other people in your family or musical?
Yeah. Well, my grandma plays fiddle. Her stepdad, I guess, he used to make fiddles. And, you know, my mom, she actually went to college to be like a conductor. Not like a train conductor, but like...
I was totally going to ask. Orchestra.
Yeah, like an orchestra type thing. And she's very musical, but she dropped out when she got pregnant with me, so...
Far out.
Oh, my God. So that's almost like a song.
It's almost like a song in itself right there.
You should write that song, bro, for sure.
Say what you just said.
Yeah.
And keep the conductor joke in there.
Yeah. Mama wasn't a train conductor.
When you play, it reminds me of something... that is like generational. Like this isn't just coming fresh out of your head. Like this is like in your soul. Type
yeah, well,
timeless sound.
Thanks, man.
So if you're faking that, you're doing a really good job.
Yeah.
You're a great actor.
Fuck.
But no, it just sounds like real thick realness to it. Like that's what I was wondering. And yes, lo and behold, yes, they're musicians. DNA is in you. That's why.
Yep.
You're so fucking good.
So when you play with the fellas, what are they playing? Drums and bass?
Oh, it's just me.
It's just
yeah.
You?
I mean, I have you know.
Yeah. When you were playing with Spike and John Underwood, were you guys were each of you solo? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, but John never got up and like did bongos for you or something.
No.
Right?
So this is how we did it. It was actually a pretty cool idea. Is that we would play our sets, and at the end of each individual set, we'd all go up and do one song that we kind of picked out,
fuck.
You know.
Nice, that's
so
cool.
Yeah, so there'd be like four songs that we'd all do together.
Do you or Spike play? I've only seen you guys ever play guitar because I know John could just play anything.
Yeah, I just mostly play guitar. I mean,
So when you guys did that, you and Spike were always guitar, and then John would just be like, "Oh, I'm gonna be fucking horn on this one," or
yeah.
"Oh, I'm gonna be fucking bass. I'm just gonna do whatever because I'm
totally.
Crazy."
Yeah.
And
Brian,
amazing.
You know, Brian was there, so I mean, he's definitely multi instrumentalist. Like Buster Blue was all about that kind of stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, Brian.
Yeah, they would all kind of like pick up different instruments.
Another great voice, dude.
Yeah,
he sounds like an old man, and he's just this young, boyish-looking fella.
No, I love Brian. I love Buster Blue. That was like one of the first bands when I came here, where I was just like, I want to play with them, you know?
Yeah,
and then, for sure.
And then we kind of became like, you know, band buddies, except I'm not a band, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Became friends with all the
respect
members in there.
Respect what each other's
dude,
doing.
I've only,
you know, fit
I've only,
together really well.
I've only got to work with a couple of them, but they were just fucking the most amazing people. They're always so fun and so fucking smart and talented and easygoing and
yeah,
just amazing.
Totally.
I can totally see you as a two-piece with somebody harmonizing with you over the choruses and then doing a little, like, you know, lead picking over the top of some parts.
Yeah, no, that'd be rad. I mean, there's a couple things, like, I, you know, kind of messed around, like, with different, you know, people trying to come up
sexually.
Yeah, I saw that coming. Yeah,
sorry.
I'm just like kind of, I'm like most musicians, I'm pretty flaky, and then...
it's really easy to play by yourself, it's hard to deal with other people's schedules, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Not and, hit sexually again.
And there's some stuff where I'm just kind of like, you know, the faster stuff, I feel like it's kind of hard to pick up on, and some of it's kind of weird where I'm just like, I don't know if other instruments would fit into this or not.
Right,
you know?
And the rhythm makes sense to you, it may not make sense to everybody
right.
else.
Yeah.
Right.
May not make sense at all, but it sounds good in the song when you're playing it by yourself.
Yeah.
I've had not classically trained solo guitar and guitar player singers come in here and they start playing something, they want to do it to a drum loop or something, and it fits no timing.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah,
they've
yeah.
got like six beats here, seven beats there, four beats there, and then fucking I'm like, did you know this was insane? Have you ever thought of like playing with somebody? Because you can't.
Yeah.
Well, there's some. You can play with a robot. You can play with a human being who knew and you know,
yeah,
felt
right.
when you
yeah,
were
yeah,
gonna,
for sure.
It's
going
to take
yeah.
a lot of practice.
Lots of practice for that.
Yeah.
They got to crawl inside your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's a special thing when you find, you know, people that you kind of musically communicate with really well. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's just like any relationship,
unspoken language. Yeah.
But they have
yeah.
to be talented.
Yeah.
And then one, you get two talented people, and it might not mix.
And then it's really hard to say just like, eh, I don't know about that, man. You know what I mean? Like that whole process.
Shut people down for what they're doing. Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Maybe we should do this instead.
Yeah.
You never know if they're going to get offended or not.
Yeah. It's tricky.
Right, and then if you're the one to be like, well, I'm just going to say it. This blah, 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 and then they're just like, man, he's bossy.
Yeah.
He thinks this is his band.
Yeah, this is his band. God, I hate Nick.
Just trying to be honest, you guys.
Fuck you, Nick.
I'm just going to tell you guys right now, this is my fucking band.
And for the record, people have come up to me and said, oh, I didn't know you were on Rory Dowd's show. For the record, folks, it's Chewbacca's show, so shut the fuck up.
That'd be rad.
All right, so Rick, give me some of that Reverend Roy music.
As you wish, Mr. Ramirez.
Thank you, Zombo. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's that awkward time of the show. Josiah Knight is frowning because he hates this part, but it's the worst little quiz. We're going to ask Josiah a few, you know, awkward questions, some regular questions, and some just to get to know you questions. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. We'll go around. Me, Mr. Baker, and Dogwater Dick will all ask you a question in a series of three regular questions and three rapid fires. I'll start it off. Josiah Knight, what was the first rock concert you ever went to?
Fuck. All right, it was...
Or any concert. I'm sorry, musical concert.
Okay.
That,
I mean...
It's kind of a big deal.
Your first show.
Big show.
If it's any concert, then it was like probably Garth Brooks. when I was a kid.
That's a solid show.
Yeah. Did we ask you this already? Because that sounds familiar.
No, I don't think so.
Was it in like an arena or something like that?
Yeah, I think
it was
like...
in a men's room at a gas station.
It was...
Yeah. Early
that
years.
Was Garth.
The early years.
Fuck.
But, like, the first concert I actually, like, remember, because I was kind of young, but it was, like, what is it? It was, like, Loverboy and, like, the Taking Care of Business guys.
That's Bachman Turner Overdrive?
Yeah, yeah, and Guess Who. And
nice.
That was, like, with my
That's
friends.
That's not bad.
Fucking solid lineup.
I'd
yeah.
go to that.
Yeah, it was really cool. There was, like, these hippies that, like, gave us joints, and we were just, like,
How old were you?
I was like 13, 14.
Holy shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
And some old hippie was like, here, but you got to get started sometime.
At first they said no, and then they were just like, kind of got stoned. They were just like, fill up this water for us and we'll give you some, okay? You know? So,
Did you spit in the water? No.
No. I wouldn't do that.
Dropped a hit of acid in it, though.
Yeah.
They didn't
mind. Puff, give Uncle Nick.
Oh.
Jeez.
How did she know?
I know, she's bad.
Riku. Do I look like a stoner to you? Don't answer that.
Bring it, bong boy.
All right, Mr. Baker.
So, in the soundtrack of your life, what song is playing right now?
Oh, fuck.
It's only a bad question because we have background music playing. There's no way he can think of something.
Yeah, this song doesn't count.
You don't even know this song.
You can't even name it yet.
Yeah. I mean, I do have like this one song that's just like this is what like my soul sounds like.
Fucking
type
A.
Song.
That's what I'm talking about.
And it's a really weird one, but it's like, you guys ever listen to like the Elton John album? It's like Captain Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a song right at the end called Curtains. It's like that big crescendo end of this, you know, album. And I always am just like, this is my song.
That's
you know,
you're
like,
at in life right now. Nice.
Yeah. Dude, so it's like
That's
epic Elton
answer.
John music?
Yeah, it's weird, but
Even
yeah.
Even I thought that was gay.
He's a songwriter, Riku.
That's a pretty badass answer, actually.
He doesn't want Elton John's ass. He just likes his words and music.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so true. Have you ever been to jail?
Yeah, but just in a holding cell for the night.
What
okay,
for?
So, and that was...
It was a MIP, and I...
What
you know,
were you in
possession
of?
So was Juvie.
Well, no.
Juvie
no,
or real jail?
No, it was real jail. It was like this MIP ticket that I never took care of, and then I got pulled over and had a warrant out, so they...
Got you on a bench warrant?
Yeah.
Bummer.
So really, that's going to jail for being lazy.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Nice.
Yeah,
I've done that before,
and yeah. I was 18, and I think it was for alcohol type thing. You know what I mean? So,
Fuck. Okay, Nick, back to you.
Good for you. Do you have any tattoos?
Yeah, I got a Boognish.
Oh, that's Ween.
Yeah,
nice.
Ween. Then I got a trident, and I have three on my back and three on my legs.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Cool.
How old were you when you got your first tattoo?
I think I was 18. Oh, it was like, it was a really horrible tattoo. I remember turning 18 and I was
Did you get covered up?
No, it's still there. It's like a flash. It's just some like flash.
Flash, well, flash, flash art?
A dragon with a lady's face. And
did you pick it off the wall at the tattoo shop?
Yeah, that's basically how. And fucking I was like, I was like, I'm an adult now.
I'll take that one, please.
Yeah, yeah, screw you, Mom. I'm getting this dragon on me.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Damn.
Yeah.
Lots of meaning. Was that your question?
That was my question.
So your question was a follow up. That is so shitty.
Can I ask a side?
It's my turn. Okay. Oh no, go ahead. No, oh, a side a follow up to
follow
your question.
Follow ups.
That's okay.
Have music or the tattoos ever gotten you laid?
I don't know about the tattoos. You know, I haven't ever. I don't know. I haven't ever.
It's
really,
more the music then.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
The music definitely has helped a lot.
So you can believe the hype a little. That's cool,
dude. It's true. I mean, you see
absolutely
somebody who's
believe
like,
the fucking hype, dude.
Dude, when there's somebody that's not that hot, and then you see them just rock on a guitar or on a drum kit or on something, you're just like, wait a minute.
I think it's anything that somebody's passionate about. You see that, and you're just like,
it's
okay,
passion. Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, so studio owners too, maybe.
It could happen.
It never works. It's been fucking 8 years and it hasn't happened once.
Your passion doesn't show though. You gotta fucking
You have to be like sweating over the board.
You haven't been in the studio with me lately, Rick.
That's true, I guess. That's true.
Your passion comes out in the final product, but the glory goes to the band. It's right out the window for you.
Your passion's not on display, I should say.
I should wear it more, display it. I should
if
like,
anybody
whip it out more.
Say it loud, man.
If anybody, the intern should be like, fucking that Rick, dude. I should have been getting his pants.
Oh, actually, Nicole one time told me that intern X one time told me that she would love to be that I could be her gay boyfriend.
Aw.
I think I could get some like hot intern X cuddling if I wanted it. Like,
oh, that's nice.
I mean, and I do want it. I didn't mean to say it like that. I mean, like, you know, but it might be inappropriate. I don't know. Anyway, now it's back to me, right?
Yep.
What is the most beautifully fucked up you've ever been?
I mean, there was this one time where I smoked DMT, and it was pretty pretty mind-blowing. Is that what you mean?
Or maybe the most incapacitated?
Yeah, no,
It's both?
That would probably be it. No, it's like, I remember I was sitting around and, you know, I was loading everybody's hits and we had been smoking DMT and I never really got anything off of it. And I loaded my own hit and it was humongous. And I blew out the smoke and I was just like, oh no. And then I started to freak out and I was like, I can't control any of the functions of my body and I might be pissing myself. I don't know. And I was like checking my pants and I was like, I can't tell if they're wet or dry. And then
nothing
I just
makes any sense.
Yeah. And then I just started seeing these crazy visuals and it didn't really matter if I opened or closed my eyes, you know. It was pretty amazing.
How long
can
did
you
that
describe
last?
The visuals a little?
Well, I mean, it was kind of like a geometric pattern, but they kept on expanding out
like a kaleidoscope.
Yeah, but they just kept on going out and out and then I just felt like this thing pulling me up from the chest, you know? Like almost by a cord, and I was just like trying to grab my chest to like hold myself down, you know what I mean? But yeah, it was beautiful, and I was really fucked up.
Far out.
Yeah,
I did.
How long does that shit last?
Not long. It's
15
like
15 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, it's like Rick. I think it was 10 for me.
I should ask Mr. Baker.
It was probably 10, and I was really shaky afterwards, you know, for a minute. But yeah,
Have you ever done whippets on mushrooms?
On acid, I have.
It's a little bit similar. It's kaleidoscope and the fucking you're gone for like 15 minutes, but really only like 30 seconds has passed.
Yeah. No, I was actually in Philly and there's like this thing called, these people called the Nitrous Mafia. And they come in and just have balloons.
That sounds awesome.
All over the lot. And they have like these, it's like, you know, the nitrous that you use for like racing. So it's all like sulfur.
Oh, Jesus.
Just like
Christ.
Really bad nitrous. And I remember coming out of the show and I was like, really high on acid, and some guy gave me a balloon, and then I was walking around the lot, and everybody was just like, wop, 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 wop,
yep. Talking and backwards and shit.
And I was just like, I like came to, and I was like in a puddle of like warm beer in Crocs. You know? It was horrible.
Man, you got to watch out for them whippets.
Yeah.
That should turn your world upside
down.
We're
talking about mushrooms and LSD, and you say you got to watch out for the whippets.
Seriously.
While on mushrooms or LSD.
Okay. Oh, when mixed.
A good friend of mine told me.
Yeah. A good friend of yours. Right.
The number one rule, sit down.
Well, no, you know, fucking loop. And when you're on LSD, whiskey's a little bit okay, but it'll give you the farts. And Xanax, let's face it, is the best thing to take while you're on LSD.
I can see that.
I've never done.
No, don't
that
take a lot. Just enough to take the edge
in
off.
In combo, that's
and then
crazy.
You're relaxed.
No,
and
it's
you're
like
tripping.
It's landing gears.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
All I ever do on Xanax is black out, wake up, and go, "What the fuck happened?" And
not if
like,
you're on acid.
Acid
Nick
will not let you black out. So,
you know? Okay. Well, those. Yeah, maybe someday when I'm like in the woods and I find that stuff to do. I don't know. I don't know if I'm ever going to go back there to psychedelic land or not. I'm
really? Not sure. After this last one?
Yeah. kind of looking up to the sky like, well, you know, you never know. Never
I
say
think
never.
That every time it starts to come on real strong, I'm like, fucking, why did I do this, man? What was I thinking? Yeah, yeah. Like, God damn it.
Then an hour later, you're all, give me some more.
Yeah, yep.
My favorite part of what it is when it comes on and you think like, isn't it amazing how everything that happened before this seems like it never existed?
Yeah.
Like the evening waiting to get it and waiting to be with your friends and all that never happened. Mm-hmm. And now we're here.
Yeah.
And you're like, and why was I ever mad at anybody? And then the next year you're all, fuck, I hate everyone again.
Yeah, get the fuck out of my house, all you motherfuckers.
I need some Xanax. So, whose turn is it?
I believe it's Mr. Ramirez's turn.
Okay, this is my last of the regulars, right? Okay. My question to you is, if you were on a buddy road trip with any, you know, celebrity or person in history or any famous person that people might know, who is the person you would take on your celebrity road trip buddy movie?
Fuck. I think, like, Conan O'Brien would be pretty fun to take a road trip with.
Good one.
But gingers have no souls.
That's a good one.
And he's musical, too. He'd probably dig, like, your company because he plays guitar and sings and stuff.
I mean, I would hope so. That'd be awesome if he did.
He just fucking hated your guts the whole trip. He just gets super quiet and doesn't say shit.
Yeah, no, that'd probably be me. And he's just like, why did I come out with this guy?
Mr. Baker, your question.
So what is the worst venue you've ever played in? What city was it in?
Well, I think it was here.
I figured as much.
No, and it's not like I hated the venue. It was just like the show that was put on was like real, like everything went horrible. Like everything that could go wrong went wrong.
What venue was it?
Well, wait, I was gonna say when you say here, do you mean here in this house or here or the previous time when you were on the podcast or here in Reno?
No. So it's weird because I really don't want to like trash talk them because it wasn't really their fault.
Extenuating circumstances. We've got the disclaimer.
We all
come
know
on,
that
you
happens.
Can say it.
Okay, it was Studio on 4th.
Okay,
but it was like so it was supposed to be this charity thing, and somehow there was like some miscommunication where the guy who was the promoter said, "No, this is an awareness benefit, and I was going to keep all the money." You know, and
oh my God, what was the benefit for?
It was like a battered women's shelter.
Oh my God.
And so then the dude finds out that's like putting, you know, trying to organize this thing for the battered women's shelter. And he basically takes their personal conversation and blasts it all over the event page
of the event.
And then I get there and it's just like nobody's there. There's like all this weirdness. And
holy shit. So all the people who show up are like, okay, we know everybody hates us and this looks terrible. And
yeah, well,
what are we even
they got the promoter out of there. You know what I mean? Oh, they basically, the dude who is putting it on, they're just like, you're no longer associated with this. And I was basically like, I'm not going to do this if he's involved. You know what I mean? So
right.
Everybody was kind of on the same page. So they got rid of him. But I mean, I think a lot of damage had been done at that point.
Awkwardness just fucking ensued.
Yeah,
after that.
I mean, having all that shit on blast on the Facebook page
just made it weird.
Yeah, and just like all the things surrounding it. But there was this person that was hosting it, and it was really weird. I remember this one
was
moment.
Was it Rory?
No.
this person?
Yeah.
Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
But it was like this lady who was kind of like into the show busy side of things. Uh-huh. And she did this thing where there was a camera on her, and like I look over after my set, and she's just like, we're over here at Studio on 4th, kind of like a newscaster, but she has all these children around her with balloons, and I'm just like, where do these fucking children come from? Like, it was weird. It was like these props that, you know, these kids were props that they brought in.
Yeah, just bring on the kids.
It was really strange.
And all the balloons were filled with nitrous.
Yeah.
So, and just saying, I like raised nitrous. Singing murder ballads to the kids.
It'd be funny if I just ran up and just started chewing at the balloon.
Give me that, you little fucker.
That's helium, not nitrous.
Okay, back to me, right?
When
was the last time you saw your face?
Oh, man.
Face!
That's a good one.
That is a big, thick beard you got there.
Fuck.
It's like...
Do you remember what you look like? I just wondered, like, was it 16? Like, did you just start growing that when you were...
No, it's like I fell asleep under a tree, like, 15 years ago.
I heard about that guy.
And my name... Wait, who is that? Is it Rumpelstiltskin?
No, Rip Van Winkle.
Rip Van Winkle. And then Vanilla Ice. And it turns
That's
out that
Robert Van Winkle.
Oh shit,
Josiah. Yeah. Josiah can spin straw into gold. Also,
he's too tall. He's too tall for that. He's too tall.
Who is that?
That is Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh fuck, yeah. Rip Van Winkle. Did he do anything else?
He just slept for a long ass time.
Yeah, that was his whole thing. He's like, my family's gone.
He was the moral of the story.
Yeah.
No, but really, have you had a beard for like?
Yeah, it's probably been since I was 21. You know, so I mean, I'm 35 now.
Damn. Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, it fits. Looks good. Like ZZ Top. I never want to see those dudes without their beards.
Yeah.
No. It'd be weird.
I always think it's funny. Anytime anybody mentions ZZ Top, is that the one dude in the band doesn't have a beard. His last name is Beard.
Yeah. Frank Beard with the mustache.
Ironic.
You should change your last name to Mustache Dude. Come on.
Right?
You're fucking up everything. Anyway. Is it my oh
that was
now
the,
it's rapid,
rapid
fire time.
All right, I'm gonna do a rapid fire here. I'm gonna go Jim Croce or Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan for sure. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Seeing your parents have sex every day of your life or joining in once to make it stop.
Oh my god. Fuck. I guess. I don't know.
Mr. Baker, that's
a
fucked
up question. I know. I'm sorry. I was coming up with new shit. I'm sorry.
It was good.
I would
it's original.
This is how I would really handle this. I think that I would just watch it and find ways to tune it out
so
of my mind.
It.
You know, I'd have to zone. I'd have to do some mental gymnastics and not see it.
All right,
dude, but that's right. Like a Greek tragedy, like
yeah, it's fucked
like
up no matter
Zeus
what you say.
Fucks with you, kind of a thing. Where they, and then they eat your liver every day and it grows back.
You can't win the quiz anyway, so that is a.
You can definitely lose though.
That's an AIDS or cancer kind of question.
Yeah,
for sure.
Shit.
All right, sorry to fuck everything up. Go ahead.
Oh, that was awesome. Okay. I just want to know, gay or ginger?
Gay.
Nice.
But yeah, he would have Conan O'Brien, a ginger, very famous ginger.
Yeah, it's not like a, you know.
Yeah, you guys wouldn't get gay together. It's just buddies.
No, I'm saying that it's not like I hate gingers or anything by choosing gay. You know?
You'd rather be gay than have red hair.
Mutually exclusive, yeah.
Fucking rad.
Okay. My rapid fire, next rapid fire question is not so rapid, but it would be... would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Beat up, for sure, I think. Arrested is just a long process, you know?
Yeah. There's so much more paperwork than arrested.
Yeah. Yeah, at some point they're like, guys, beat up, all right, let's go.
Fuck, there's like lawyers to pay.
Just
it's
getting
awful.
Processed is its own thing, you
it's
know?
It's way
you
better
get beat
than just
up
being
and it's over.
Hit in the face. You got a good story.
Yeah.
Fuck. Would you rather shit your pants at home or piss your pants in public?
I probably shit my pants at home, you know?
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second time's door not.
What?
Second time's door not.
Are you cut?
Ricky wants to know if you're circumcised or not.
Yeah, I'm cut.
Nice.
Oh,
you're welcome, ladies.
That's really weird.
My very last rapid fire question is going to be Loverboy or Bachman Turner Overdrive?
I think BTO, like, at least they stole that show for me. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cornflakes or Frosted Flakes?
Frosted.
And tacos or pizza?
Oh, man.
That's not fair, Rick.
That's a
tough one, man.
That is hard.
I'm trying to decide my evening later.
Tacos.
That's harder than the parents' sex one.
I'm going to go to it's harder than the parents' sex one.
Can I just screw my parents? So you went with tacos?
Yeah, tacos.
All right. And that's your quiz for the week. The winner is Josiah Knight.
Cool.
You beat your last score by a lot. So
that makes you the loser as well.
Yeah. Depends on how you look
dude,
at
you
it.
Dude, you just fucking threw down with old you and knew you wins.
Sweet.
Oh.
Nicely done.
No, that's not nice. I was going to ask personal questions about your friends but for a rapid fire, but that would be cool.
Quiz is over, Nick.
All right. So, Josiah, can we have another song to get us out of this mess?
Totally.
Wallowing in.
Let me actually water over tune here. Up real quick.
Okay. Rick, do you got anything coming up this weekend?
I got the same thing coming up that I had last week, so there you go, face.
I was talking to Mr. Baker. Sorry, Dogwater Dick.
God, you got
to
be more specific, my friend.
I know. Mr. Baker.
What the fuck is this weekend? Is this the weekend? Oh, yeah, my wife's work's employee party where they have their annual poker tournament.
Oh, that sucks.
Which I won. Oh, no, it's fucking dope.
Is it?
Dude. Yeah, it's
hey, do you have to dress up? I hate dressing up.
Do you play for real money?
Dressing. No, we play I won an Xbox One at the last tournament.
No
nice.
Shit.
Yeah, we don't play for money, but there's a grand prize if you make it to the end and you win.
Cool.
There's like a top three deal, and I don't have to dress up, but unlike you, Rick, I really enjoy an excuse to like bow tie, fucking vest, dress to the nine style. So, and the wife always picks a dress like right after the employee party, she'll buy a dress online for next year's party, and it's fucking amazing. I don't know if you guys have seen my wife, but she's fucking beautiful. And
I've seen her in pictures with you.
She always gets this amazing dress, and I just kind of struggle to keep up and don't do a very good job of it. But yeah, it's fun. We go out, we dress up, we play poker, and hang out with her friends, and get fucking shitty. I get more shitty than pretty much everybody else there, and it's funny. I make a fool of myself.
And you win.
And I win. Everybody fucking Everybody's like, God damn it, fucking Rick. Who the fuck is this guy?
Right on.
But yeah, that's going on this weekend.
Let's see. For me, we're going to Middlegate this weekend. We're going to be starting the pre-production for the script for Nowhere Nevada 2.
Oh, nice.
We're going to try to get something together. At this point, it's on, you know?
Do you say
we'll see what we can...
Midland?
Middlegate.
Middlegate.
In Nevada. Like... You get to Fernley, you drive down 50 for about 2 hours, and it's little tiny
sounds
hotel.
Like a town out of a Clive Barker novel.
Middlegate, yeah.
Yeah.
Or The Hobbit.
Either way, yeah.
Yeah, Middlegate. It's like right before you get to Mordor. Let's see. I know that the Eddie and the Subtitles show's happening at Shays. I can't remember the date, but it's coming up with Crawling Out, Eddie and the Subtitles, and DJ 50 Spence. And they've been practicing at my place, Rick, or Dogwater Dick, so... it's so awesome. Every Tuesday, I get a free Eddie and a subtitle show.
That's so
in
rad.
My living room every week, and it's so good. The music they're making and the new songs that he has—he's still just brilliant,
dude.
Great
his
rock and roll
songwriting
writer
is amazing, and his fucking lyrics are so. I love his shit so much, dude.
He's got a brand new one about Trump. It's fucking a punk rock classic. I'm telling you, it hasn't even been released yet, or played live, but I can tell you,
dude, and that
people
shit,
are going to love that song.
He's just been dormant, not doing anything for like 30 years, and then he fucking comes out of it, and he's like, I wrote all this shit, check it out.
Yeah.
Because you know, the Rocking Horse People albums, he wrote all those songs, and it's all amazing.
Yeah.
And it's all just in the past few years, so I can't wait to hear that. I haven't heard the new stuff yet.
Eddie's the real deal. He's born a rock and roller, dude, and he's going to die a rock and roller.
Fuck
it's
yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, and I think, February 18th, this Friday, at the Loving Cup, we got Silver and Failure Machine and Joan in the Rivers at the Loving Club.
Very nice.
So that's going to be a kick-ass show, right? I mean, holy shit, we love all those people.
Three bands, one cup.
Raksha Paksha and Roxy Colley over at the Picnic Pub next Thursday. Opening for, I can't remember her name, but look it up on the Facebooks. She's the girl on tour, and Raksha Paksha and Roxy are going to be opening for her. But anyway, Thursday, not today,
Emily
listeners,
Brown.
But in a week, Emily Brown with
Raksha Paksha,
which is the Gates, Carolyn Enner, and her daughter, right?
Oh, shit. And I saw them at when I stopped by Tom Gordon's studio because I was loaning him mics. Don't I sound important when I say shit like that?
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds really cool.
I was like, yeah. Oh, here you go, Tom. Yeah, whatever. And then and they were there doing stuff, and I totally interrupted their session to hang out with Tom for a minute.
Yeah. And you got that kind of pull. Yeah,
fucking A, dude. They're all, oh, Rick, we love you. Man, man, man. Then I left.
If you got the microphones, Tom's your fucking man.
So that, and next week we'll have another podcast, I'll probably mention those shows again, so thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, could I plug something?
Yeah, what okay, are you doing? Okay. What all the shows you got coming up?
No, it's a ways away, but March 18th, I'm doing something at Artek.
Sexually.
What is Artek?
I've never
heard of that.
Well, it's like, so have you heard of Peter Hazel at all? He's like, were you at a Sculpture Fest?
No, but I have heard of Sculpture. Actually, I went to Sculpture Fest.
There's like there was this big octopus.
Okay, yeah.
So that's Peter Hazel, and he's trying to do a big installation for Burning Man. And I guess the place that he works out of is Artek, which I've never been to. It just reminds me of like the horse from Neverending Story.
Yeah, Artek's.
Yeah, in the Swamp of Sorrows.
Is this like Peyton Place?
I don't
know. It's okay. More art than fucking.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. I've never been there. But Lucas Young's gonna be there. Jelly Bread. So yeah, it should be a good
big names.
Yeah, should be a good little thing.
Jelly Bread don't play
March 18th.
Yeah, March 18th. So.
Do you spell it like R T E K or like
T E C H like tech?
Artek.
Artek.
Oh, Artek.
Yeah.
Artek. Oh, Artek.
Baby, that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
I think that is the place. Yeah.
Right.
That's like a makerspace, right?
I don't know.
All right.
So, all
right. So should I do this?
March 18th, Artek. Google it.
Tricks up their sleeves. When a collection plate comes round, they pretend they're your best friends. I make kind souls that give you the shirt off their back. I made you ones that cut you down for less than that. The end of the rope, that's the nature of the game. We all take the risk and we all pass the blame. But I play it fair as long as you're looking. But do not bet against me when I'm losing. I'm sitting at your table, don't turn your back. You're gonna see the sideways smile on a one-eyed jack. Came back to the city just to have a little fun. When I tasted that salt from my cold sweat, I knew my work was over. Now I'm gonna drink until I get my fill. You can hold me to it, but you know I will. Started out young with pockets for nothing. And I moved to the big town and I hit the ground running. You gotta blow a little smoke sometimes to get to where you're going. And you're working with the wind, you gotta get to where it's blowing. But when I come up, when I learn to work my steel, you're gonna see my crooked grin on $100 bill. place down my bets and I play out my cards. And next time you see me, I'm gonna be the slanted cane, you're the matte. Some will let us tell them right from wrong. Some make up their minds when it's all said and done. When a stranger's at your door, it's best to take them in. Break your bread and ask them where they've been. When they're sitting at your table, don't turn your back. You're gonna see the sideways smile on a one-eyed jack.
Another smoker.
Dude.
Damn.
Nice, dude.
Oh, my God. You look so relaxed when you look at you. And then
that one was called a smoking serpent or something like that?
What
was it called?
King of the Mountain.
What was the last one called? Something
the
about
the snake oil was the last.
Snake
yeah.
oil. Okay.
Yeah.
The smoking serpent.
Fucking that was badass, dude.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
King of the Mountain.
That one actually just got... license for a Travel Nevada commercial.
Nice.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You ever need to get some money?
Well, this time around it wasn't. The same dude who hooked me up, I made a good chunk off the last thing. But,
oh, cool.
Yeah, but this one, it's kind of more like a
favor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Right on. Well, look out for that, folks. I just want to say thank you, Josiah, for being on the show again.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah,
we'll have you on in another couple years or something.
Hell yeah.
I hope a lot sooner. I sure do love your music.
Yeah, anytime, guys.
Yeah, and anytime you're up on Facebook or anything like that, or you know, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, or anything, where we can view your music.
Can
yeah.
we get
I'm
anything?
Fucking into it, dude.
No, it's there. So,
describe where.
Oh, okay.
It's in the ether somewhere. Yeah.
And that's Josiah Knight, like Knights of the Round Table Knight.
Yeah. So, I have Bandcamp. So, Josiah Knight Music, I believe. Josiah Knight Music on Facebook, Reverb Nation, all that.
Tune Tracks, probably, too.
Yeah, Tune Tracks. SoundCloud, I do have stuff on there, but it's more experimental stuff from back in the day. But you can check that out if you
want. That's cool.
I might be rad.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
I'm going to check that out.
That'd be rad.
I agree, Chewbacca. Totally.
Jack off to him, please.
I don't Jesus, know. About that. I like.
Bring it home,
weird,
brother.
Damn.
Yeah. don't get gross, Chewie. But, yeah, thank you for coming on, and thank you, listeners, for listening this week.
This is how short the show is if Rory isn't talking the whole time.
Right.
Fucking
A. Well, I think if we save room, do you have another song for us?
Oh, fuck.
you don't have to.
You don't have to.
But you could do one
You've
on the clothes
so
if you
done so much
want.
For us already.
Yeah, let me do the tuning up thing again.
All right.
What did you tune to this last time?
It's the same one as that first
you just
song.
Just tune the A down?
Yeah, tune the A down to a B. It's or the B down to an A. I mean,
to make it like a drop tuning on that just that string.
Yeah, it's like a weird thing where you can fuck around with like the A chord, like the shape. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because that one string is kind of in a weird tuning.
Yeah, it's a trip. I was watching you play. Yeah.
This is sounding like math.
Yeah,
it's... a little bit.
Right.
Math with letters.
No
That's
idea.
Fucking music.
That sounds like algebra, actually. Math with letters. Fuck.
All right. Well, for the whole Worst Little Podcast family, Mr. Baker, Dogwater Dick, Reppin' X on vacation. I hope you see you soon. Rory, whatever happened, I hope you're Yeah,
he never said
week?
What was wrong. He just said he wasn't coming.
He needed the night off for something personal.
Don't we all?
I think he had hemorrhoids, so, you know. That's fine.
Shit is no joke. Shit is no joke.
That's how you get hemorrhoids.
From a man, Chewbacca, for a baby girl, Riku, and for Josiah Knight. I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short, and thanks for listening, and fuck your day.
Good night.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Ask your father for your hand. He says it doesn't take me for an honest man. And Katie, I've done the best that I can. So I dreamed us up the perfect plan. Gather all your things tonight. Wait till that moon is bright. Make sure no one follows you. Gonna prove that my heart is true. Katie, come along with me. We'll meet under that old oak tree. There is nothing left to say. Let's run away. I am not my father's son. Living on debts and the threats of the gun. But there's one thing he taught me to do. It's to be far away when I'm looking for you. They'll go on that long. They won't know where we've gone. I've got a place we could go. Neither of our families know. Katie, come along with me. We'll meet under that old oak tree. There is nothing left to say. Let's run away.
Now, how could anything possibly happen to these boys?
Dogwater Studios.
Is it worth this, boys and girls?
No.
Whoops, there he goes.
Say hi to microphone.